Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
And greetings, we are here. It is the 15th, we are halfway through the month of May. Boy, talk about time flying by. I think this year just started yesterday. Had a great weekend, great week working with my partner Jake. Great. We worked the fall tour together. Got a chance to do some shows. Went into the heart of Civil War territory, Appomattox, Virginia. And the funny thing about that is we go out there and you see the rebel flags, the trigger of everybody, and they're all in the graveyards and things of that nature. But, of course, that just breeds racism. There's a beautiful country up there, stayed in the mountains up around Massanutten. It's pretty up there. There's some good shows, had a great time, but I am back. And sitting at home to do. But I do have to get on here and rant and rave because that's what we do around here. And hopefully my buddy Herman will be joining us shortly. But until then, I want to talk over some things that have been popping in the news, things that the mainstream will not mention. They absolutely will not mention that the Biden crime family is rapidly becoming exposed. They're investigating them because they have a bunch of shell companies. And for those who don't know, shell companies are companies you create that do nothing other than have money come into them and go out of them as to create distance so that they cannot prosecute you for crimes. So Biden, it's going to unravel if we get some honest people in there to look at it. It's going to unravel. Hunter Biden's dirtier than the sheets at a Motel 6 after Valentine's Day. It's a mess. It's a mess. And they're obviously corrupt. They're on the Chinese payroll. But orange man bad, right? Orange man bad. Did you see the CNN town hall? Trump made them look like idiots. And see, here's the difference between Trump and Biden. Biden can't put a sentence together. Biden has to have everything on a prompter. And Trump, well, he was as quick-witted as ever. And that host was sitting there with egg on her face. She came there, I'm going to destroy him because I'm much smarter than him. No, you aren't, you dunce. Trump's a very smart man. Y'all can say what you want to say about him, but he's a very smart man. And if you keep running around with his delusional hatred, you will keep looking psychotic like you have looked for the past 6 years with every investigation and everything that you can do, and now another rape charge, and all this other, you know, believe all women. It's really funny. We must believe all women who are against Trump, but the women who are in NCAA swimming have to deal with a wiener in their locker room. And you're okay with that. You're upset with Trump saying, grab her by the pussy, yet you'll let a fully formed adult male, because he says he's a woman, walk in to a room full of women and show them his wiener, whether they want to see it or not. What happened to the Me Too movement? Weren't they supposed to stand up for women? I guess it's okay. Maybe they're standing up for women with wieners now. Maybe that's what it is. Because apparently that's a thing now for a woman to have a wiener, which is, it's got to be the dumbest shit I've ever heard, folks. You know, if you want to live your life that way, you want to dress like a woman, blah, 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 you want to do that whole pass, help yourself. But don't expect me to say, oh, you're a woman, because you're not. I'm sorry to tell you that. I don't have to play your pretend games. And that's what it is. Because when we were younger, we pretend to do stuff. And some of y'all ain't got over that. I'm a woman trapped in a man's body. No, you're not. You're a woman. You're a man with feminine tendencies. That doesn't make you a woman. No man has ever given birth. That's a simple fact. I'm surprised you women will give up your uniqueness and kowtow to this nonsensory where, I'm a woman, I'm a man. No, you're a man. There are two sexes, male, female. That's the two sexes. Now, how you want to live your life as a male or how you want to live your life as a female, there are many different things you can do. Many. But you can't be a man and you can't be a woman if that's what you weren't born. Sorry. This is what happens when you start living your life for the fringes. Everything gets so freaking complicated. And people are so uptight. You say anything at all, they get so butthurt. Oh, that's not right. There's a lot of things in this world that are not right. Why don't you just shut up and live? But here we are. With the Biden family. And China, and all the stuff going on overseas, and gas prices, and inflation. Boy, Biden's America sure is a shithole, to borrow a phrase from Trump. The homeless encampments are everywhere. Hell, they're even here in Norfolk, Virginia now. Everywhere Dems plant their seeds of destruction, homelessness and poverty follow. Remember Detroit, the once great shining city? The once great shining city that produced America's automobiles. Have you been there? It's a hellhole. St. Louis, once the great city with the archway, the Democrats have taken it over. It's a hellhole. San Francisco, they were all upset because Dave Chappelle dropped in to do a special and then commented on how San Francisco's going to hell. I've been traveling the West Coast for over 30 years. When I first started traveling the West Coast, it was pristine. It was beautiful. It was trash-free. And now because these liberal dunces have got a hold of power and seated themselves so deeply and rigged every election, it is a hellhole out west now. Trash everywhere you stop. You can stop in the middle of the wilderness. Trash. You can go into downtown Portland. Buildings boarded up. Looks like Fallujah. We are letting America descend into a hellhole led by the Democrats because they are the loudest crows in the bunch. Oh, they're the ones that will shout you down. They will ban you from their schools. You cannot speak a thought that's against them. And they're destroying this country little by little. If you hate this country so much, there's a flight leaving every 5 or 10 minutes to go somewhere else. Why don't you go to one of them commie hell holes? Let's put it this way. The border is a mess right now. Why are all these people trying to get into racist America? Racist America, racist homophobic America. Why are they traveling for miles to get to here? Because this place sucks? Well, because this place represents freedom, opportunity, a chance to work your way up. That's what it has, a chance to work its way up. But I'm telling you something, folks. We can crash just as much as any other society I know many of you are like, it will never happen here. It has happened here. The Great Depression. Well, it's going to be, see, the thing is now, see, back when the first Great Depression happened, we at least had a very moral compass in the United States. Most people, when I grew up, if you didn't say you believed in God, you were the minority. Because the majority of this country believed in God. And then you little liberal assholes decided to attack God and remove him from school. And then look what schools have turned into. Look at the school shootings. Look at the mall shootings. Look at the shootings. Look at all the shootings. That's what happens when you remove a moral compass from something. It will spin wildly. And that's what we're doing right now, spinning wildly. Spinning wildly is what we are doing right now. Let me check this out here real quick. I'm waiting to see Herman. This is tough. My co-host is still having trouble with his phone. All right, let me run some commercials here. I'm going to do some stuff here, and then I'll be right back. Here we go.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money, so check out Marty.com.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula. Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of a bitch, you got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a roll line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Hey, drop off, part of the game.
In this evil solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world of Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.webs.com. That's officialninjascroll.webs.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
We're back. sorry. We're having some technical difficulties, and I'm not going to be able to get Herman on the show. Something is wrong. We're going to have to figure this out because I like having him on the show. But today, you got me solo for the rest of the day. So back to America here. You notice Brittany Griner, your chick dude chick, whatever you want to call her, they, them, whatever. She stood for the national anthem and said it hits harder now. You know, it's a crying shame that somebody has to go through an eye-opening experience to get them to understand that this is a great country. And the reason that they have a hard time understanding this is a great country is because schools spend their entire time teaching them how horrific they are, how terrible and sexist and bigoted and xenophobic America is, and how we're oppressors. And folks, just like a person with mental issues, if they sit there and dog themselves all day long, what they will do is destroy their self-esteem. After their self-esteem is destroyed, then they will begin destructive habits because they have no self-esteem. That is what we're facing with the country right now. A bunch of idiots running around bad-mouthing everything about the country because they want to destroy it. They want to create it. They want to create their utopia where only the government has guns. You know, the utopia that has caused millions of deaths because governments are inherently evil, they believe they are the solution. Small, limited government is the way to go. The government should not have the power to tell you to wear a safety belt. The government should not have the power to tell you to wear a helmet. The government should not have a power to enforce on you vaccines. These kids today are taking 70 vaccines to go to school. And they're for things that aren't deadly. We're replacing immune systems with these vaccines. And now, guess what? I want you to check your food, folks. It's very important you check your food. They have developed mRNA vaccines for pigs and cattle, and they're starting to give them to them. And there's a whole thing where people who get the vaccines are shedding the mRNA vaccine off of their body. There are many reported instances of somebody who didn't have the vaccine being around somebody who did have the vaccine and having the same side effects the vaccine caused on the person that took it to the person who didn't take it. It's called shedding. They have no idea what they're messing with, folks. They have no idea who they are messing with at all. Not a single bit of idea. I just don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Well, I'm going to see. It just, I just can't figure out what it's going to take for you to open your eyes and see what's going on around you. You know, everybody wants to pick on that, you know, when they go, make America great. They want to jump on that phrase. Oh, you mean like the racism? You want to go back to the slave? You people are so sick in the head. Like, make America great again means, number one, we need to have reverence for some kind of respect for the place we live, which we don't. We have no respect for this. The people who do are ridiculed. This is our country, folks. This is no different than your house. If your house is not in order, you can't enjoy yourself. This is just, we're living in chaos right now because so many people hate this place and want it to be destroyed. And that's really what's going on. Howard and Piven, folks, look it up. There's your homework assignment. Go do your research for Professor Dan so that nobody can say, well, I bet you did your own research. Go, no, I didn't do my own research. I was given an assignment from Professor Dan to go look up Cloward and Piven, Rules for Radicals. And if you take Rules for Radicals and you put it up against what's happening right now, you will find that we are living a book. Because Rules for Radicals talks about how to overwhelm a government. Overwhelm them, and then when the crash starts, swoop in and install a different government. That's why when I hear people say that the Constitution is dumb. The Constitution has been the one thing that has stood between you and tyranny for years. It has been. It is the one and only thing. And see, that's why they don't like the First Amendment auditors. Because the First Amendment auditors have come to their senses what most of us don't understand. Rights not exercised are rights lost. And all the news stories, of course, the news is in with the regime. So, of course, they're going to see the First Amendment auditors as bad things. They all say, they go out there looking for a confrontation. You're damn right they do. Because if you give them a confrontation, it's because you're infringing. That's it. You're infringing on their rights. And also, if you know they're there for a confrontation and then you give it to them, who is the dumb one? Who is the dumb one? You knew what they were doing. Who is the dumb one? These videos are so harmful. Why not just not give it to them? They show up with the cameras. What are they going to do? See, this is the whole thing about the police. The police are trained to what I call paranoid perfection. You can't find a drug that will make you as paranoid as today's police are. Because they are paranoid as hell. Everybody they run in contact with is guilty until proven innocent. And they treat you with disrespect and disdain, especially if when your master says jump, you don't reply how high. And I got a video. I wanted to share it, but I didn't because people on my social page will get angry at me and then I'll lose work. See, that's what it is in America. You're not allowed to have an opinion different than anybody. But the video I was watching, Florida is where it was. A Florida cop was sitting on the side of the road and this white four-door kind of coppy looking car goes by him at 100 miles an hour in a 45 zone. Now, if we went by a cop at 100 miles per hour in a 45 zone, we would have one hell of an evening. Especially since the guy in the car going by turned out to be drunk, really drunk. See, this is a thing the police do all the time. Now, you're going to say, I'm not painting with a broad stroke. I'm going to tell you, there's a large percentage of police that drink and drive and know their badge will get them out of trouble. It's the truth. I've been with them. I used to hang with a lot of police. I've been pulled over while the driver was shitty drunk. He flashed his badge and off we went. You know, just like the drunk off-duty cop that killed my nephew. His partner swooped, covered up the fact that he had left the scene of the accident, intimidated witnesses, intimidated lawyers, and made sure their buddy walked free. Because they are above you. They are your protectors, and your protectors should be cut slack to do whatever the hell they want. So this cop, this guy in his cop car, it turns out he was in a cop car too. He wasn't even in his own personal car. He was in an undercover cop car. He had multiple weapons. He was Cooter Jones drunk and ran at over 111 miles an hour. So when they first get him stopped, they treat him like any other citizen because they were not completely aware that they had a fellow gang member pulled over. So they start with, and this is another thing that annoys me. I'm going to drop a couple of F-bombs here in a row. I don't hope it doesn't bother you, but I think you need to understand what I'm saying. When you pull somebody over, it doesn't preclude you from being a professional. Because, see, this is the thing. If this wasn't a cop, then this was an average citizen, and somebody's got a gun pointed at you and starts dropping F-bombs like it's World War II over Germany, you're going to be scared. You're going to be flustered, and you may end up getting yourself shot. So they get this guy finally stops. They jump out, pull the things out, and then they start with, "Get out of the fucking car! Let me see your fucking hands!" And then they're like, "Get on your knees, motherfucker!" They said this shit. Is this how you want your police to act? Like a gangbanger down in the middle of the hood, slinging F-bombs at you because you're guilty. You're guilty until he proves you're innocent. And they treated him like dirt. "Get on your knees, motherfucker!" Like that. Shit like that. They went off. Like a gangbanger. And then, that's why this video is so beautiful. It shows you the absolute change in attitude. Because they put him in the cruiser, and he's like, "I'm a cop too." And they're like, "Yeah, yeah." They put him in the cruiser, then they went up, and they discovered he was a cop. They discovered he was a cop. And then their attitude changed. They were nice to him. They put his handcuffs in front. This is a man who's drunk, driving 111 miles an hour in a car full of weapons, and they instantly go to, "Well, you're a fellow gang member, so you're no threat." Even though he had just done 111 miles an hour as a threat to everybody on the highway, he was a fellow gang member, so he deserved separate treatment. And he said, "Oh, come on, guys, let me go." And it was funny because the man's response told me everything I needed to hear. "Can't, because we have cameras on." So in other words, if there'd been no record of it, that somebody could come back and pull up and see that you let a drunk driving a car full of weapons at 111 miles an hour, you were going to let him go, but the cameras are what stopped you. You didn't care that he was dangerous to the public. You didn't care he was endangering people's lives. He was a fellow gang member, and you were going to do everything you could to set him free. That's why when they read him his Miranda rights and he started to talk, the cop kept reminding him to be quiet. Would they do that for you or me? No, they'd let you blather on so they'd have more shit to use against you in court. But it was a fellow gang member, so they were doing everything they could to put the lid on this and stop it from becoming bigger. They will support their fellow gang members even if they kill somebody. Code of Blue is the worst thing to happen to the police officers. Because they will protect their fellow gang members. That's what they'll do. They will protect their fellow gang members. Even if they kill somebody. That should make you feel real safe, shouldn't it? That a fellow gang member can do 111 in a car full of weapons, drunk as hell, and they are more concerned. See, that's the other thing. If you get pulled over like that, they will impound your car at $125 a day. Screw you. You'll be in jail for a couple of days. By the time you get out, you'll owe $1,000 on your car. But they don't care because you're not a gang member. Because they were doing everything they could. They called the other office so they could get the car delivered back to them. There was never a thought of towing it. There was never a thought of an impound fee, because if there'd been an impound fee, they wouldn't pay it because there are heroes. And the only reason they had to arrest that man was because the cameras were running. Because if they could have hit it, they would have hit it. You'd have never known it. You'd have never seen it. He'd have never been charged, because a fellow gang member deserves treatments that the fellow gang members expect. You want to watch videos? You want to watch videos and get a laugh? Go on YouTube and do anything like cop pulls over cop. Watch those videos. Because we're told, we're harped to us, just comply. Just comply. You know? Or in other words, just obey. But see, the hard thing is when a cop pulls over the cop, who obeys who? Who obeys who? And when you watch these videos, you can see these cops with this attitude running up another cop with this attitude, and it's hilarious to watch because they make average citizens look like amateurs at being shitty to the police. It's kind of like when the pagans meet the Hell's Angels. They're all motorcycle gangs, but you're on a different gang than mine. We need reform in this country. We need lots of reform in this country. And it needs to start the government. We need to go through the books and throw out a truck. There's probably, I'm guessing there's at least 80 to 100,000 laws that have no purpose on the books. Because in my opinion, if it's not worth pulling everybody over for doing that crime, then that crime shouldn't be on the books. Cops will regularly drive past the car that's going over the speed limit or not using its turn signal. But if they want to know something about somebody in that car, they will look for the teeniest infraction. I got pulled over, and a cop said, I kind of touched the follow line, which is the white line. He said, I kind of touched it. That was his reason for pulling me over. If you don't believe me, go to Educated Redneck, my Dan Ellison YouTube page, and look at St. Albans, West Virginia traffic stop. And while you're at it, watch the Oklahoma traffic stop. This is what happens when you allow people. See, I think it should be, and again, I was talking Bill of Rights for people against the police. I think if a cop pulls you over, he should have to write a ticket. Well, Dan, that's not fair. Maybe we can. Folks, if they pull you over and cut you a break, it's not because they're being friendly. They pulled you over with the intent of interrogating you and figuring you out. And the reason they say that I'm not going to give you a ticket is to say, hey, I'm your friend, man. I'm here. I'm your friend. It's a lie. Because they pulled you over to interrogate you, and then they figured out you're not the cat they wanted, and so they let you go. Now, if you force them to write a ticket to pull somebody over and realize that they're going to be going into court and losing a lot of cases, they would quit writing those tickets. And they would quit pulling you over for chicken shit reasons. You're not free in this country anymore. You believe it because where you travel, the cops all know your tags. They see your car. They know who you are. You get out on interstate. You get two or three states away from where you live, and you will get pulled over for following too closely. Even though my dash cam proved beyond belief, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I was not following too closely. You'll get pulled over for 5 or 6 over the speed limit. You'll get pulled over for kind of sort of leaving your lane or weaving or I thought you were tired. Any other one of their chicken shit reasons they make up to pull you over, it's all for the same thing. They're going on a fishing expedition. They're going to try to search your car. They're going to try to search your belongings. They're going to try to question you and catch you in a story so that they can find probable cause to search you. Because in the police eyes, you are guilty until they prove you innocent. You tell me the difference between a German stopping you for no reason and demanding to see your papers and a cop making up a reason to pull you over and then demanding to see your papers, your license, registration, proof of insurance. You have papers, kids. Don't lie to yourself. This is America, and you need your papers to travel. See, that's where these people have finally started reading the law. You have left us with no other thing to do than to inform ourselves of our rights that you will not tell us. When a cop asks you for an ID, he doesn't tell you you do not have to comply with that request. He says it with authority and says, yes, you must comply, even though he knows there is not a single state in the United States that has stopped an ID. And for those who don't know what stop an ID is, they can just walk up to you and say, let me see your papers, like the good old Nazis used to do. But that sure as hell, even though it's not legal, doesn't stop them from doing it. Hell, their fingers are fixed in that little seat when they say ID. They hold that little position because this is all trained to them at the academy, how to word everything, how to say everything. Like if you notice when they go, what's your name if you don't have an ID, and they start pulling their little pen and paper out because they're going to write and you're going to answer. It's all mind games they're playing with you. They're taught these games. They're taught how to intimidate the American people that they serve. It's pathetic. And we allow it to happen. Cops will not stop a robbery in a Walmart, but they'll pull you over for 6 miles an hour over on interstate because there ain't no threat to them. So crime runs rampant. Stores are robbed, but don't you speed on interstate. You're the criminal. You're the criminal. It's disgusting what's happened. It's upside down world. Criminals can waltz out of Walmart with a big screen TV, but don't you dare not wear your safety belt. It's for your safety that I'm going to pull you onto the side of the highway, the most dangerous place there is to be, and then I'm going to steal money from you to make you safe. This is the bullshit we've been sold in this country. It is. And that's why everything's a step. Well, it's just things. It's somebody's hard labor. It's not just thing. Somebody worked hard to produce that. Somebody worked hard to purchase that. And for you to just say it's a thing and steal it and do whatever the hell you want to do is a crime. And because we, well, it's only $900. Insurance will cover that. Not to count, you know, how much time you miss at work, how many phone calls you have to make, how many things, hoops you have to jump through so we don't have to make the criminals jump through hoops. Well, the criminals can do whatever the hell they want because they're criminals. I'm telling you, folks, you better start standing up. Because, see, here's the other thing. Now, if the police won't do anything, if you shoot somebody, you don't have the magic badge. See, you have to make sure they have a gun. You have to make sure they're a threat. They have to make sure that you have no way out. Whereas a cop can roll up and go, "Officer, safety!" And once they go hammer down, they empty the entire clip because that's what they're trained to do. Here's some more research for you. Go on YouTube and look up citizen shootings. In other words, where citizens defended themselves. And what you'll notice is citizens don't have qualified immunity. Citizens will be held responsible for every single act they do. So citizens must weigh every option to not shoot somebody, whereas a cop can roll up, I'm in fear for my life, you're dead, bitch. It's a crying shame we allow this to happen. Oh, our brave men and women in uniform. Shit, man. You want to show me you're brave? Don't shoot somebody until they shoot you. Remember, see, that's how we have troops overseas. They cannot fire until fired upon in a war zone. But in the United States, all a cop has to do is go, I feared for my life, and they can uncap 15 rounds of death downrange without ever checking the background, without ever knowing where any of them bullets will end up, because they fear for their lives. They're afraid. Look at that UPS guy that was kidnapped in Florida. And they came to an intersection, and rather than letting the truck go through the intersection, they creeped up on it, knowing that he would fire. And then when he fired in an intersection full of innocent people, they unleashed 80 bullets. They killed the hostage. Well, thank you for rescuing me. But you're not allowed to criticize them. They were doing the best they could. Well, their best sucked. Because nobody used their brain. They're all gung-ho because they don't have to care where their rounds go. They don't have to care if they shoot innocent people. They don't have to worry about a major lawsuit. They can do whatever the hell they want, and then we'll figure it out later. They should have never done that in that intersection. But because they didn't have to worry about anything, they did it. This is not the America I grew up in. This is not the America I grew up in. Our police have lost their minds. And they run around with their little gang emblems on their car, and all the police are tatted up like a gangbanger, and they've all got liberty and all this shit put down their arms as they oppress everybody. Because they're the heroes. They're the chosen ones. I'm here to risk your life to save my... I mean, I'm here to... Well, I'm supposed to be here to risk my life to save yours, but... See, I've used this analogy before. You hear anybody talking about defunding the fire department? You ever hear people talking shitty about firefighters? Nope. You know why? Because they're brave men and women. Brave. In other words, let's show a cop's mentality. A cop would pull up, the house is on fire, he'd feel his life was threatened, he'd empty a clip into the house, and then send you in to make sure everything was okay. Firefighter rolls up on the same fire. He's a brave public servant. He will lay his life down so you don't have to lay your life down. Cops do exactly the opposite. Every damn buddy, because it's for my safety. No, it's to show you who's in charge. That's why they do that. They want you to understand they are in charge and you are a nobody. It's an intimidation tactic. And again, like I said, when they pull over a fellow officer, he didn't get handcuffed. He got handcuffed in front when he had to be handcuffed. He walked around. This is a person who is trained just exactly like them. He could use his training against them just as much as I could use my training against them. But because he's a fellow gang member, nobody fears him. He's assumed innocent. Whereas you're assumed guilty. This is a divide that's come into this country. We need to be able to criticize the police. We need to have a citizen review board that reviews all police complaints. Police should never be able to investigate their own. And the citizen review boards should be just like a jury. You're selected to sit on the citizen review boards. any complaint that comes about police in that area should be reviewed by the citizens of the review board that are selected just like jurors. Cannot allow a fox to investigate himself. And that's where we're at. Again, you're not allowed to have a dissenting opinion on that. If you have a dissenting opinion on that, you hate the police. I don't hate the police. I just hate what they have become. The police in my day were different. They could control a situation without everybody calling, you know, screaming at the top level, show me your effing hands! Police in my day were men, brave men, that laid their lives down to protect our lives. I respect that 1,000,000%. But these paranoid gangbangers tatted up with gang symbols on their buildings, gang symbols on their car, the Punisher with a blue line, the bastardized blue line flag, which is a complete disrespect of the United States flag. No, we've got problems. And you can see it. And there's been $1 billion worth of payouts. $1 billion easily worth of payouts. That's paid by you. That's not paid by the police department. It doesn't come out of their budget. It doesn't come out of their paychecks. It doesn't come out of their pensions. It doesn't come out of anything. Yes, we do need police. But we need the police we used to have. Seriously, folks, this doesn't come from the police. This comes from above them. I'm going to take you back to when I was younger. I had many stops like this. I had a taillight out in my Monte Carlo. Cop pulled me over. He didn't come up, touch my taillight like I'm a criminal. He didn't come up with his hand on his gun, dressed in full battle rattle like he's going into Fallujah with, you know, armor plates and armor protection and the gloves with the knuckles, you know, so I can really F you up when I got to hit you. A 9mm AR in the car, all ready to rock and roll. No, they would come up to your door in a suit most of the time, suit and tie. Remember Reed Malloy, 1 Adam 12? They looked like they were on their way to the office. Police now look like they're on their way to kill terrorists. And they touch your little light. They got to leave their fingerprints on your car in case you kill them. And they come up to your door, stared. Roll down all your windows. I can't see in. And the funny thing is, you have less tint than they have. Because tint is deadly. You should be able to put as much tint on your car as the cops put on theirs. But you got to get permission to just tint your windows in the land of the free. We're not talking about doing 100 miles an hour. We're not talking about changing lanes without turn signals. We're talking about darkening your windows. It's such a crime. They will pull you over and they will kill you over it. But they don't come. He didn't come up my window with his gun ready to kill. The cop in the past, you casually stroll up and go, hey, you know you got a taillight out? Well, no, sir, I didn't. Well, get that fixed for me if you would. Yes, sir, thank you. And off he went. The stop now would be, where's your license, registration, proof of insurance? Where are you coming from? Where are you going to? What you doing? You got guns, drugs, rocket launchers in your car? Because everybody we pull over is guilty. Until we prove them innocent and allow them to continue to travel. That's exactly what's going on. Oh, well, I guess it's time to take another break. So that's what we're going to do. Here we go. Be right back.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
You want an abortion? Get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com.
Well, we're back. Sorry, I didn't mean to cough on you. It's funny the lack of information on Drudge Report about all the Biden shell companies. I don't know if you, what's it going to take? What's it going to take for you to see? And the answer coming back from them. Well, but Trump has actually run businesses. Trump has actually had. Well, he's bankrupted. Everybody fails in business, kids. You don't think everybody just starts up and there's 100% perfect, you know, swing at the bat. Most successful businesses were failures a couple of times before they became successful. Because you learn from your mistakes is what you do. You learn from your mistakes. And that's why they'll fail. And that's why they'll come back and readjust. Remember Kmart? I know some of them are still around, but most of them are gone. Remember Hills, Hex, all these chains that are gone now, Burger Chef, all these chains that are gone now, are they failures even though they were there for years? They failed, but they weren't failures. Markets change. People's habits change. I have been up and down and up and down over the past 15 years. Some things my choices, some things I had no choice over. But it does not make me a failure. You know what makes you a failure? When you quit getting back up. That's what makes you a failure. If something doesn't come through at your next try at something that didn't work, but you keep swinging the bat, it's very easy to sit at home and just say, I can't do it. I tried. I tried my best. No. You've got to try more than your best. You've got to keep going and keep standing up and keep trying. The defeatist attitude is one that will bring you sorrow, malcontent. It'll make your life miserable. Because if you say you're a failure, guess what you are? You're a failure. You just must got to keep trying, keep getting up, keep pushing, keep going. That's what all the successful people have. Most people, and the proof of this is, here's the proof. I mentioned this last week, I believe. The government, there was a study, I don't know if it was done by the government, there was a study done. Let's say 80% of Americans lack the backbone and belief in themselves to stand up to an unlawful command from the government. And we have proof of that. Vaccine requirement was an unlawful demand. You did not have informed consent. Every one of those vaccines was a violation of the Nuremberg Code. The stuff we hung the Nazis for, we are allowing Fauci and his villains to do every day. And then you hear Captain Moron setting up there, everybody's got to take vaccines. For what? When's the last time you heard somebody talking about the Rona? When was the last headline with the body counts? The body counts now that are higher than the ones they used to spread fear. And the reason they're higher now is the vaccinated are dying at a much higher rate than the unvaccinated because this was an experimental gene therapy that failed miserably and has damaged millions of people with nobody held responsible. So what do you do? What do you do? Because like this Jamie Foxx crap, they're all keeping this under lock and key. Remember the football player, I can't think of his name, that got hit and that supposedly stopped his heart. Celine Dion, what is it, stiff something or rather. I can't remember what it is, but all of her muscles are tight. Justin Bieber, where's he? Where did he disappear to? Why are all these Hollywood elites having all these really weird nerve diseases and stage 4 cancers. Why are they having that? Why is there such an explosion the year after an experimental gene therapy was used? It's certainly not that, right? It's certainly not that. So take a glance at Drudge here and see what they got. I don't know. Have you seen this picture? If you got a chance, go to Drudge Report, folks. Go to Drudge Report because there's the Apple dude. He's got these pair of goggles on that look like VR goggles. And that is the new iPhone. Well, you might as well wear goggles on your head. You got your face planted in the phone all day. Might as well just put it on your face. That way you don't have to use your arm to hold your phone anymore. And everybody can just walk around with these bitches on their face looking like dumbasses looking for something to weld. And people will do it. Because they're going to be hip, in, trendy. They're going to have all the new things. $3,000. $3,000 for the Reality Pro. Why not? You spend $100,000 for your car. Might as well spend $3,000 on your phone. $500,000 on your house, because the dollar's worthless. We just haven't figured it out yet. The game's coming to an end. The music's going to stop, and everybody's going to have to find a chair. That's a fact. New Apple device. Jesus. Let's see here. Two moms at the center of fight against book banning. See, this is another one of those nuanced arguments that nobody wants to really get down to. Okay? At no point in history has the people for banning a book been correct. At no point in history. This is the point behind the First Amendment. And this is why they're trying so desperately to give words weight. Because once... Sorry, I didn't mean to cough in all your ears, but this is the way it goes in a home studio. Banning books. The First Amendment is there to protect all speech. Banning books from the public is bad. Restricting books to the youth is good. You can't have both sides. Yeah, that's because I'm in the middle. I can have both sides. As an adult, I should be able to read any book I want to read, no matter what the subject matter. I should be able to read any book I want to read. Now, should my children, see, this is where the radical left is after your kids. Why is the voting age 18? Why is the age to get alcohol 21? Why is the age to get into clubs 21? Because a young mind is very impressionable, number one, and number two, lacks the knowledge to make important decisions. That's why parents are responsible, or they used to be, for the difficult decisions. Now the government stepped in there and says that if your three-year-old is playing with the wrong toys, he probably has gender dysphoria. Let's cut his dick off. And if you're for that, you're a disgusting human. If you're for gender changing genders of people, their sex, by giving them drugs while they're youths and cutting off their breasts, you're a disgusting pig. And I will not mince my words on that, and I will not say there's a middle ground on that, because you shouldn't be doing that shit to children. Why is a 3- or 4-year-old thinking about sex? Who touched them? There's something disgusting going on in this country. You shouldn't be thinking about sex until you're in your 13s or 14s when puberty actually happens. But they're whacking weenies off of 3- and 4-year-olds. They're taking titties off a young girl. This is disgusting. These people know not what they're doing. They are too young and naive. We used to understand it. But if you're going to allow a 3-year-old to chop their titties off, why not let them go into a bar and drink? Why stop there? If you're going to call them an adult, see, that's what they're trying to do. And now they're trying to normalize pedophilia. It's a minor attraction. No, you're a skit. You're sick. You're a disgusting animal. You need to be locked in prison. I know the damage that molestation causes firsthand. And that's why I call these people disgusting perverts. Because they ruin people's lives. And you don't even realize till much later in your life how bad it screwed you up. That's why we don't allow children to have guns. That's why we don't allow children to drive cars. That's why we don't allow children to vote. But they want to take the titties off? Sure, go ahead. And the funny thing about that is, this is how far it's changed in just my lifetime. When we had our second child when I was married, we had to jump through hoops to get my ex's tubes tied because they said she was too young to make that decision. In her late 20s, she was too young to make that decision to tie her tubes, yet a 6-year-old can cut their titties off and then take drugs to change, hormone drugs to change themselves. Think about that. Think about that. That's how far down this liberal hellhole we have slid to where children tits off and it's okay, but they can't vote, they can't drink, they can't buy a firearm. And you think that's okay. You stay away from my kids. Thank God my kids are grown and I don't have to face this. Because if you tried that gender-affirming bullshit on me, you'd end up looking out the other side of your face. They're hiding shit from parents. Yet parents are responsible. They are slowly taking your responsibility away and putting Uncle Sam in there, perverted Uncle Sam. We want your children for sex changes. We want your children that shouldn't be talking about sex, shouldn't know anything about sex, to be able to decide to chop their tits off, and you're good with that. You are a sick, disgusting animal is what you are. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and then that way we can get some time in here. And have a nice, good ride out the backside of the show. So here we go. Let me find a nice ad, something different for you. Let's go. Here we go. Take a break.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, This is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marti.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marti.com. Great deals, good feels.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org. Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
All right. Let's get back to the news. It's really funny. I don't know if you watch. See, this is why they hate TikTok. Okay, they go. Well, they get into your personal information. They can track you. They can observe you when you don't know you're being, you know, I mean, exactly like the United States government. You mean exactly everything the government points its finger at TikTok for doing, they do. What they don't like about TikTok, see, the times we're living in now show you how wise our founding fathers were. Our founding fathers looked down the road and saw where every situation could lead. That's why the First Amendment is the First Amendment, because free speech is one of the most important things. And Biden and his FBI joined with social media to eliminate your First Amendment, and nobody's been charged, nobody's been brought to task, and nobody suffered anything, even though they violated your rights. And there are reporters, citizen reporters. And see, that's what's funny. That's why these cops are all like, oh, you're self-employed. You're dumb. No, those are the smart ones. Because those are the ones that bring you unrestricted. Operation Mockingbird, look it up. Operation Mockingbird, it's happening right now. All the news companies that are with the regime will give you the same news word for word. Look it up. Joe Rogan played it. This is something that's real that you guys don't want to hear. But now there are citizen reporters down on the border doing the jobs that all your major networks will not do. There's an invasion going on in this country right now. And it ain't your decrepit women and children crossing the border. It's military-age Chinese youth. Gee, I wonder how they got to Mexico. They're busing them. It's basically an invasion in slow motion. I guarantee you folks, if you saw 1 million Chinese and Russian troops riding in their own vehicles into the center of the country, you would be concerned. But because they're being put on a bus run by the government, all good. Don't worry about them. I'm sure nothing will happen. But this is the reason for the First Amendment. It's so that you can speak unfiltered. And then it is up to the individual to figure out what that message means. We're going to have to do something. The media was supposed to help keep the government in check. The media is now run by the government. It is an arm of their misinformation campaign. And here you sit, not being able to speak your mind because FBI will send a message to Facebook and they'll take you out. That's not how the First Amendment was supposed to work. That's not how it was supposed to work. And that's why, as much as many of you hate TikTok and them things like that, they're good things. Because before they can take a video down, a couple of people see it. That's all it takes. It's for them people to see it. Like playing whack-a-mole. They can only stop so many stories. And now I'm sure, and see, here's, this is Drudge. And Drudge used to be, it used to be a great place to get news. Not anymore. It's a great place to see what the regime wants to be talking about. And then this is the absurdity. Again, I am for a strong military because that's what keeps people from messing with you. But don't we have to at some point put some kind of limits on it? The USS Gerald Ford, which is a, I believe, an aircraft carrier. Let me check this out. Yeah, aircraft carrier. You know how much they spent for that? Anybody? You think your Ford Ranger is expensive? $13 billion, with a B, billion dollars for one aircraft carrier. Yeah, I said that. $13 billion. Wow, folks. Just wow. Unreal. And while we're talking about this, do not forget $33 trillion in debt. That's the debt they talk about. Now, if you add all the debt from the promises, we're at $120 trillion. Not even them little places that call you and consolidate your debt on your credit cards could save you from that. I think a trillion seconds is like something like 3,000 to 5,000 years. And that's just in seconds. So let's just say you had a trillion and you wanted to pay it off a dollar a day. It would take you 3,000 to 5,000 years. That's for $1 trillion. We have a problem. And it sets in Washington. Bastards up there that are wasting money. Like I said, Ocasio, Cortez, Cougar, Mellencamp, a literally bartender, broken bartender living in a shitty apartment, went to Washington, D.C. All of her life, she'd been a bartender living in a shitty apartment. She goes to Washington, D.C. She makes $175,000 a year. And 4 and 5 years later, she has now got $23 million in the bank. If you can't spot the corruption, you're blind. Everybody in Washington, D.C. is bought and paid for by the big monopolies that we broke up at the last Great Depression and wrote laws to prevent because we saw how they ruined the country. Yet here we sit with a truckload of monopolies owning most of the country, taking billions and pouring it into Washington, D.C., lining the pockets of our representatives, air quotes, while you get left with the shit end of the stick. And that's America now. And you want to talk about that? Consumer debt passed $17 trillion for the first time. It's coming. You can't look at these numbers and be optimistic. You can't. And in Biden's America, you know, the one, folks, he has screwed this country in 2 years so bad. And there's all these things that indicate how bad it is. Like this one, the average age of cars is at a record high. Why is that? Because nobody can afford a $100,000 Bronco. We are standing on the edge of a gigantic cliff, and rocks keep tumbling down that cliff, and you keep telling yourself everything's okay because it can't happen in the United States. Guess what? It can, and it will happen. You cannot live this far outside of your means forever. That bill will come due. It's on its way to the table. Don't forget student debt loans, the ones that Biden says he's going to forgive. Me want to go get a student loan. That's what it makes me want to do. I don't feel like going to school. You don't have to go to school to get one. You just got to say you're going to school. And then you'll get it. And then you can drop out. And then 9 months after you drop out, then when you've got to start paying it back. I paid off every single penny of my loan. But the kids today, I ain't going to pay it off. Let's let you pay it off. I spent $60,000, $70,000 on my degree for a job that makes $30,000 a year. Because you're not, see, this is again. And now they're going to try to say, too young to understand what they were getting into. But they're at the age where they can chop the tits off. You see the stupidity in that statement? They couldn't understand. But they're of the age where they can cut their tits off. It's amazing, folks. Well, folks, I hope you understand what I've been trying to say to you today. I hope something got through. All I can say to you right now, it's up to each and every one of us to stand our ground and do what we have to do. We must stand our ground. So again, I'm going to close my show my favorite way as soon as I can bring it up. There we go. So if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.